Okay, Wednesday night, or Luchot Chasivan, Dvar Halacha. Okay, Chayshim Mishpah tonight. If a person rents something and he specifies that he's renting it for a certain purpose, let's say a car or a truck, so then he's not allowed to, L'chatchila, he's not allowed to change the purpose. He can't make any change. Obviously, we're talking about some sort of significant change, but even if it's still a normal purpose for the item rented, but if it's somewhat significant, let's say a different amount of passengers even, or to a different type of cargo, or a different type of road. He said he's renting it, and he spoke out that he's going to rent it for highway driving, and then he uses it for city driving. So he's not allowed to make such a change. If he makes such a change, then if nothing happens, it's fine. As long as it's within the realm of a normal use for the thing. But if even an ones happens, let's say it breaks down. So if it's at all attributable to the different type of usage that he put it to, then he has to pay. Let's say he rents it for, let's say in this example, he rents a bike, chveis, for straight driving, and he's not allowed to take it for mountain biking, right? Now, if he does, then if lightning strikes and breaks up the bike, so he's potter, because that's not at all attributable to the change that he made. But if its gears go out of whack, even if he can't really prove it's because of the change, but if it's at all attributable to the change, then he has to pay for it. Even if in normal circumstances you'd call it oinus or even meso machmos malacha. But if he made a change from what he said he's renting it for, then he has to pay for what happened. Except, like I said, let's say lightning struck it, so that's an ones that obviously has nothing to do with the change, so then he's potter from such an oinus. But, so again, lechatchil it's also to make the change. If he made the change and something happened, then if it's at all attributable to what happened, then he has to pay for it.